I'm here with Warren Wilby. We're with the ISV Evangelism team here at Mix 10. So Warren, what do you think? Any good stuff coming out?
Oh, great stuff. You've got the phone, you've got the toolkit that goes with the phone, Silverlight 4, tons of happy developers this week, let me tell you.
Yeah, great stuff, and designers. It's very interesting to see the difference of the sessions. Some sessions really, you know, are communicating to developers, and it goes into code samples and so forth. And the others, like Bill Buxton, really invokes a different part of the brain. And you can tell the audience, a big part of the audience responding to that as well. So it's an interesting mix of people.
It is an interesting mix. It's different than PDC and a lot of other conferences. You get a great cross-section, a lot of interesting energy. A lot of different discussions that I've heard that I wouldn't have heard anywhere else. Not only about, ooh, isn't it great we can code it this way, but talking about, you know, what the platform is capable of, what we can do, the effects we can get. It's really been a fascinating week.
Yep, and it's been a good vibe all around in terms of just the event. And I won at Texas Open last night. That's good stuff, too. So great to have it in Vegas, I guess.
There you go. Well, in this case, what happens in Vegas is not going to stay in Vegas. Everything with Windows Phone this week has been reverberating around the world. It's been very interesting to actually attend the sessions and then read online what people thought afterwards. Generally speaking, the impact has been huge. Everybody has been very impressed with what's been going on.
So let's go down the technology roster of what was announced in the last couple of days. Why don't we start with Windows Phone?
Okay. Well, Windows Phone, at Mobile World Congress, we actually talked about the device itself. But here we talked about the toolkit. And what everyone likes and what we've been talking about all week is the fact that we have one toolkit now that allows you to address the phone, Xbox, PCs. We've got Silverlight, and you can address all those platforms and XNA as well. So one set of tools, one set of skill sets allows you to target all the platforms. That's tremendously productive for anybody working in this space.
Yeah, and I guess I think of it, well, one part is the tools, one part is the platform. I kind of separate those a bit. And so it's really nice to be able to, all those, you know, the Silverlight developers that are out there that know .NET, the millions of folks that are out there, they can transfer their skills because Silverlight is the development platform for the phone. And that's just a phenomenal. You build it over here, you can leverage that code over there, so that you get multimodal experiences. Similarly, on the deep 3D type of game scenario for Xbox, be able to transfer that XNA knowledge up to the phone.
And don't forget PC. I mean, games on PCs, guys, that's where it started.
Yeah, so I think the platform message is just fantastic in terms of being able to leverage skills and tap into such a large base of developer knowledge. And then on the tool side, so just another type of project within Visual Studio. We're providing a free version of Visual Studio, the Visual Studio Express Phone Edition, such that there's no barrier for people to get up and be able to start creating an application.
And when we say all the tools, we mean all the tools. You have a free version of Expression for the first time ever, and a phone-enabled version of Visual Studio that allows you to do the whole thing. Another huge piece of this, of course, is the marketplace. We are going to really up the game in the phone marketplace and have a really rich offering there.
Yep, including the ability to promote on the phone from the marketplace, which should be interesting.
Yeah, so to go from trial mode directly into a full-fledged buy mode, which has been a lot of complexity that people have been having to manage themselves up until this point, and now we're giving them a platformized way of addressing that problem.
Yep, and so but maybe we should, the last kind of thought for me from phone is just kind of the whole relevance of our design there. I think it'll really appeal to consumers that are going to be able to tell very quickly, you know, who's online or how many new messages or that sort of thing. And developers will have an opportunity to pop information notification into those toast things. So I think it's not just us delivering something that's going to have value of the apps that are provided on the phone, but developers will be able to tap into that same value proposition of relevance of the phone. So it should be exciting over the next few months.
Last thing for me on the phone is the design. The design of the interface is just gorgeous. It's not just another knockoff of some fruity phone that's out there. You're going to have something new, something relevant, something different, and something that is going to change your life.
Okay.
So we get off a phone. What else you got?
Let's talk about IE9.
IE9? IE9, they showed some really compelling demos. I mean, if you take a look at the speed of rendering that Steve Sinofsky was showing on stage, it was just incredible. You know, IE has taken knocks in the last couple of years about being a slower browser, not rendering. The fact that we've actually gone back to formula on that stuff and come out with something that's lightning fast that buries the competition is really cool.
Yep.
The fact that you can actually download that toolkit today, that you can go get it and go play with it, and the fact that they've committed to update it every 2 months as we ramp up to release, I think that's really cool, and there was a lot of excitement in the audience around that.
Yeah, I would say performance is important, but I think we've gone beyond kind of what the software can do by tapping into the hardware. So, you know, the idea of leveraging the power of the processing units on that client PC to make the web better is just phenomenal. And that's where we get, like, the big strides forward in terms of what your experience is on the web. So I thought that was great. And then the other big part of IE9 that I took away was standard support. So taking HTML5 and putting our arms around that, I think that's huge, as well as taking the developer tools that are built into IE8 now and taking those further such that they apply to beyond CSS type of scenarios to HTML5 scenarios. So I think developers will just eat that up, because that's HTML5 is important for the future.
Cool. What did you think of OData?
OData was interesting. It may have been a little bit deeper than most of the audience or wrapped their minds around, but it's very powerful. Basically, a way to get into online stores, like Dallas being a marketplace for OData-based stores, and a way for people that are providing data to monetize that data as a service.
Well, your comments around standards are what brought OData to mind. I mean, there are lots of different data formats out there, and OData really gives a nice way of saying, okay, here's a standardized approach that we can take for discoverability and consumption of data. I think OData has legs. OData is going to be a very relevant way to capture data in the future. And they had some really compelling demos of what you could do with OData. I mean, I love what they showed with Netflix. This is very cool.
Yeah. And speaking of Netflix, Silverlight 4 was another big topic for this week.
Oh, just a little topic, yeah.
Release candidate is out.
Yep, and they said in about a month we're going to have the real deal on the streets. Silverlight 4, for me, for the ISV world that I spend most of my time in, is a huge release, because you know those 60 new controls are really what most of the ISV community has been waiting for. It gives them all the pieces and parts, all the Chrome that they've needed to build their applications out. And we're seeing a huge amount of interest, and the fact that it's here, that the release candidate is out, is spawning a whole bunch of interest and a whole bunch of motion. A lot of the ISVs I talk to are saying, okay, now I can put together my release dates, I can get my product out in market, because I know the pieces and parts I need in Silverlight 4 are going to be there, and they're going to be there on a predictable date.
Yeah, I would say the pace of innovation, and I would say probably applied innovation is the way I would think of it, around Silverlight is very impressive. It's just a great time to be a partner with Microsoft, because we continue to invest in it. It's not like breaking changes from version to version. It's just all additive value add if you've got the initial skill set. So should be a great boost for the industry.
Yeah. As I look back on the time we spend here, it's been great. As always, it's great to see our community come together, to see Scott Gu and all the Windows Phone folks just talking to developers and talking to designers who are going to do the great things with this platform. When you work inside Microsoft and you work with the community, it's great to see all those elements come together, and there's just this tremendous energy. One of the things that I'm looking forward to is just seeing all the great things that the folks that you and I talk to on a day-to-day basis in the community are going to do over the next couple months. Because there's just a ton of enthusiasm out there.
Yep. And I guess my closing thought would be I was impressed with the striking the right balance of talking about the technology, but just so many examples of solutions that were already built on it. So just the fact that people had gotten it 3 weeks ago and started getting their hands on the code and developed some great things as part of the conference That was very impressive. In fact, during one of Bill Buxton's talks, someone had put together a Morse code thing for the phone. Because he had made a comment about user interface design, and, you know, in the 1800s, somebody had it in their pocket, and they could just do Morse code. Type. And the fact that somebody can do that overnight at a conference is just so cool.
Yeah. Well, that three-week number kept on coming up. That, you know, all of the apps, everything that was done by partners was done in a three-week time frame. And that just speaks to the tremendous productivity of the platform and the fact that this isn't a new skill set. That this is the same tools that people have been using for, you know, several years now with Silverlight. And you can just take that skill set and move it forward. And that we're just opening up more platforms, more places to apply that skill set, more places to write the software, you know, to deliver the software that you're already writing. It's a great story, and it's a great time at Mix.
All right. Hope you enjoy watching our Mix videos. Okay.